Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Secret TV Critic, the spin-off limited series mini-series that Andy and I are doing for Secret Celebrity Drag Race, which is now over. Yay!
Yay!
Andy's on her deathbed, but say hello.
Hi, everybody.
So we skipped last week because Andy was sick and still is, as you can hear. She's not screaming at me like she usually is. And we're going to talk about the finale of RuPaul's Secret Celebrity Drag Race Season 2, which if you didn't watch, you should have because you had more time than usual. I'm glad the season's over. What about you?
Yeah, because after Chick LaFay went home, I just didn't care anymore.
Samesies. This was such an anticlimactic finale. I have... I took almost no notes. I didn't particularly enjoy it or find it all that exciting.
Yeah, me neither. Whatever is how I feel.
Yeah, I thought that it was very weird that they made this big deal of, like, we're revealing you, and you are now going to be doing Drag Race challenges, which they did for 2 weeks. They did a group number, and they did Snatch Game, and that's it. And then this week they did Tic Tac lunches, which, like, I usually fast forward through if I can on regular seasons of Drag Race, because they don't matter. The winner's already been decided. They're just there to eat up time, and I find them annoying.
Yeah, I mean... It's for me, I don't fast forward them if they're on a regular RuPaul season, because I feel like that's their time to actually, like, talk about themselves, where I feel like a lot of times you get only snippets of that, and it's also being talked over by all the other queens sometimes, so it's hard to hear, like, a clear point of view. And so I like it in a regular RuPaul season, but in this, like, it's only fucking 8 weeks. We already know who these bitches are. Just stop.
Very that. So that's the category is everybody say love, which means nothing. They're just doing whatever they want. all the past queens come back at the beginning of the episode, and they're reintroduced. And it made me mad that Chick wasn't there again. And the only comment that I really had was that I thought that Thirsty was the best dressed of all of them.
I have two notes. I loved Donna Bellissima and her little kitten heel.
Normalized kitten heels.
Yeah, sign. I thought that was hilarious and shady. and also when Millie came out, I was like, who the fuck is that?
Same.
Who is that? Who is that Same. Person? Because they literally just cannot get it together to make her look like a person.
Her makeup was... I mean, it was bad every time she was on, but this one, like, they had her eyes painted two different colors. Like, it was... Ugh.
And a blonde wig. It just... None of it made sense. I don't get it. I didn't even recognize her, honestly.
Same. I did not recognize... Like, yeah. And in such a short season, that's weird to not recognize someone who went home, like, 3 weeks ago.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, they were there. The Tic Tac lunch happens, you know, they sit down, they talk to Rue and Michelle, and, you know, they ask them questions about themselves, and I don't know. I just found I forget everything that Chakra said, but I wrote down for Poppy... saying, like, he was like, I'm just a nerdy guy, and then when the Backstreet Boys became big, I had to be sexy, and, like, that's who AJ is, but I'm Alex, and I'm, like, a nerd. I was like, why is this literally the first we're hearing of this in the finale? Like, why wasn't this his storyline the whole season? Like, especially once they unveiled him to be like, look, I'm doing this because I'm actually, like, me as Alex, as the person when I'm not AJ from the Backstreet Boys. I'm really shy, and this is, like, getting to be another thing that I can express myself through. Like, that would have been a much more interesting storyline than I'm the straight guy.
Yeah. I don't know.
It was weird. And then Thirsty said, I didn't think that I would be here. And I was like, me either. And they went back through her trajectory. And I for like, I guess not that I forgot, but I just never really thought about how poorly she actually did this season. She was in the bottom like 3 times out of 8 episodes.
But I don't think they were all deserved.
I mean, I don't remember, honestly. But her being there in the finale, yeah, of course she was like, I didn't think I'd be here because I think we all assumed that chick would be there over her.
Well, right. Yeah, I agree with that.
So yeah, TikTok lunch happens. Not exciting. It was just it ate up 15, 20 minutes of the episode, and that was that. So let's get to the actual performances. First up was Chakra 7. She was doing a Tina Turner song, Better Be Good to Me. Do you want to start off or do you want me to go first?
You go.
Okay. I thought this was like fine question mark. Like it was the clue or not the clue package. Oh God. The pre-performance package had Jujubee saying like this is a master class in performing drag and praising her up and down. And then she went out there and like pretty much stood still. And this is a very strange Tina Turner song to do because I feel like it's not a ballad, but it's also not upbeat. It's in a
No, it
weird.
has a weird tempo to do,
It's
and
a
it
weird,
just.
yeah, it's a weird, and like mid-tempo is fine, but it's a weird mid-tempo. Like it's a mid-tempo that has no like highs and lows. It's like it's I don't know how to explain it. Like with mid-tempo songs, like they usually have I don't, like a bridge that's like the focal point or like a really good chorus. This doesn't have really much structure and there's like no highs through it. It's very stagnant. It's so weird. And I was just very distracted by there was a dancer over her right shoulder that was wearing a harness and I was just very distracted by him. One, because he's attractive, and two, because he was giving more than she was. Like, I felt like she was being a film or camera actor, and she was like keeping it contained when it should have been bigger.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the past couple of weeks, she's just been doing good. But it hasn't been exciting, so I was just like, meh. I don't know. I don't really have any notes because I just didn't really care.
Yeah, me either. Like, she looked good. She was dressed as a person. That was nice to
Oh,
see.
finally, I
Yeah, that was nice to
know.
see. But then also, like, it was just very weirdly staged. She went out into the audience at one point, so then you couldn't see her because the camera couldn't follow her. And she
Yeah.
was like getting swallowed, like she's shorter. So she was getting swallowed up by the audience. And like literally, there was an overhead shot where the only way that you could tell was her was because you saw her wig from above.
Wig bobbing along, I know.
Yeah, like it was very weird. And I couldn't really hear the lyrics because, again, it's like it's low. Like, I don't know if it's mastered low, if they played it low, if it's she's singing in a low tone. I have no idea. But it was a very strange choice, and I feel like if she had chosen something more exciting, she might have won.
I don't. I think this was rigged.
I mean, yeah. I
Like,
don't know.
I don't think there's any way anyone else was gonna win.
I don't. I mean, I definitely feel like if Chick was in the finale, it would have been obviously Chick's to win. And I feel like
I don't
because.
because they fucking set it up for AJ this whole
Well, no, I
time.
think that's why they eliminated Chick last week, is because they didn't want someone who was obviously doing the best to be in the finale. That's kind of what I'm getting at. But so,
Ugh.
like, for me, they could. It was. There was no clear winner, like, in terms of what was happening and in terms of performance between Poppy and. Chakra that they could justify just giving it to AJ McLean, which is, what they ended up doing. But I was just very underwhelmed and confused by this performance from Chakra.
Yeah. I just don't understand if you're gonna do a finale episode of Drag Race and you're doing a lip sync where you're literally allowed to like pick any song almost, literally. that this is what you pick and this is what you do, and then Jujubee is acting like you fucking changed the world. No.
Yeah, it was a choice. And so next up is Poppy, which we've touched on. We'll get into it. And she is performing I Touch Myself by The Divinyls. I have so many feelings about this song.
Okay.
Do you? No, I'm assuming not based on the response.
No, I don't. I
Okay.
mean, I don't know what you're getting at, so I don't
No,
have
I'm just,
any
I
feelings
don't.
towards any songs that are like life changing, so I'm
No,
not
not
sure.
life changing. But like when we were in high school, and maybe this might have been like just me landing car. When we were in high school, we used to drive
Oh, okay.
around
I know I wasn't a
Hamilton.
part of the fam. You don't have to fucking rub it in every
Well, I didn't
time.
know if, 'cause I mean, like sometimes we would drive around with Kayla and Melissa and you. Like I don't know if you were, you probably were with us some of the times we did this, driving around listening to Yellow Card. But anyway, Lindsay had this really stupid mix CD that had this song and like put it in my mouth and a whole bunch of other ridiculous music on it. And we used to just drive around in the summer when we could afford to do that because gas wasn't expensive and there was nothing else to do and listen to this stupid song and like pretend to masturbate in her car. And it was ridiculous. But also, it's a drag classic. Every drag queen, especially a campy comedy drag queen, does this song at some point in some way. So I think in that respect, this was whoever picks this, whether it was AJ or whether it was one of the judges, or not one of the judges, one of the mentors, or even someone on production, I think this also was doing Poppy a favor because it's a choice that Rue would very much appreciate in that respect.
Yeah.
And it's fun. It's a good song. Even if you don't think that you know it, you'll probably hear it and be like, oh yes, I do know this song. So it has that going for it. And you can do a lot with it, which I don't think that Poppy really did. I don't think she did anything new, unexpected, or all that interesting with it. I thought it was fun. I thought she was styled well. I thought it was campy, but it like because it's on VH1, it was not as, you know, like funny or as over the top as I think it could and should be.
That's because Chick should have been doing this and would have made it A plus.
Agreed, agreed. This is, and I have this note for almost everyone. Like, I have this for Thirsty too. We're like, why did they come down so hard on Chick for doing a combination of sexy and campy? And then everyone did that this episode, and they didn't comment on it at all.
I just don't understand why that was even Chick's critique. It's not a critique. Fuck off, Michelle.
No, it's not a critique. Like, it's what some of the best queens in the history of the franchise have built their entire careers on.
And I would much rather watch somebody be a comedy queen than anything else.
Right. I'm with you. That's the kind of drag that I like to go see. It's the kind of drag that I find entertaining. Like when I go see queens from the show live, I'm not going to bars to see them perform. I'm going to see them do like shows in theaters, you know, like Jinx and Deyla and Bianca and
I mean, even Courtney Act, who's
Courtney,
like,
yes, who
you
we went and
know.
saw do a cabaret.
Right, but it was still funny. There were still bits. Like, I don't
Right.
understand. Like, okay, why you I don't know. I don't understand.
So yeah, it's just it's very it was, I mean, it was, do you have any feelings about the song? Did you like it? Did you not like it?
I don't know. It still came off as very like AJ McCleany to me.
Like
Like,
he
especially with the Tic Tac Lunch saying, like, ah, I'm just Darky Alex. Like, I just feel like there's been no growth. We went to a growth spot and then we just regressed back to AJ from the Backstreet Boys performing. And I don't see how this is any different, really.
Yeah, I can see
I
it.
mean, I understand that this is not something AJ McLean would have done previously. That's not really what I mean. I just mean that, like, he's not leaning into the drag part for me. And I don't know how to explain it without sounding like an asshole, but.
I mean, I would have loved just one time for AJ to have come out and just like looked really drop dead gorgeous, and for him to have had to like strut around the stage like a fashion model. Like, I think that is
Right.
what was missing from Poppy, is that she was, and obviously it makes sense because it's AJ McLean, that she was a performance queen. But like, if this was like a regular season of Drag Race, you can't get to the end and win without doing a challenge where you do the thing that you're not good at, where
Right.
you have to like look pretty in a dress, where you have to, I don't know, like walk in heels or make a dress or like
Yeah, did like
whatever.
Poppy wear a gown at
That's
all?
what I'm getting at. Yeah, no, I don't think so. Not that I can remember.
I mean, either way, if it was on, it was ripped off to like a
Right.
leotard every time.
Right. And like, as fun as this was, I wish that we would have like that, and I think that's what Shocker was going for, so maybe that's why they did Poppy, they had Poppy do something different. That Shocker basically went out there and was like, "Look, I look pretty for once. I'm not a blue cafeteria lady or a bird, or a dog.
Right.
So look how pretty I can be." And I wonder if that's maybe why they didn't do that with Poppy. But then, like, if the theme of this is basically like one of you is going to be coronated, then why not all wear gown? I don't know. I would have liked to have seen Poppy just be pretty.
Yeah, agreed.
And like, I don't know, stand up there and lip sync to some like really emotional ballad or something.
Right, like, yeah. I think that would have solidified the range that is required to win, that I don't think Poppy has shown at all.
I'm with you. Last up, Thirsty Von Trapp, who is performing to Holla Back Girl by Gwen Stefani. You can start us off here.
I mean, I like Holla Back Girl just as like a funny song, but I know it's like not really like a good timely song to be singing because it just is so, I don't know, it's so 2000s, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's one
And
of those songs
so,
where like you sing along to it, but then you think about it and you're like, "Oh God,
yeah, this is shitty. Yeah, because then
why?"
you think back of like the video and you're just like, okay, so this didn't age well.
Right.
And like the problem for me is like it would have made more sense if AJ did it because he's part of that
Era.
timeline. Yeah, but like Thirsty's so much younger that it doesn't make sense at all to pick this song for her. So, like, I thought it was cute and I thought she looked great and I thought she did really well. Like, I didn't think there was any problem with it other than it just didn't really make sense to me.
I literally already forget. Was she like marching band, cheerleader?
Yeah, she was wearing like a. Yeah, like a. I can't think of the word. I can't think of the word. But yeah, like a marching band leader. Oh my God, there's a word for it. And it's on the
Captain,
tip of my tongne.
drill
No,
team,
no, it
color
starts.
guard.
No! It starts with a P, I think. It's like the leader of the marching band.
Majorette?
Okay, majorette works, but that's not the word I was looking for. It doesn't matter.
Okay. It'll come to you before we finish recording, I'm sure.
Let's hope. Let's hope, yeah.
Like this was, she was, going up and down bleachers and booty popping and doing the thing that she's done the whole time and looking the way she's looked the whole time. Like this was, no one did anything exciting in this
Right.
episode, which is, I think, like, if you're not gonna have Chick, who again, we both thought should have taken the whole thing, then like everyone else needs to, in RuPaul's world, step the pussy up. And they didn't step their pussies up. They just did either what they
Right.
always did or they stepped their pussies down. So yeah, I mean, it was fine. It didn't it, it was fun. It was okay. It didn't do anything. It didn't say anything. It was what it was. And again, I have the note here that like Michelle said, you did the nudge, nudge, wink, wink that turns a drag character into another level. And I'm like, then why the fuck were you saying that was a bad thing when Chick was doing it? If you're saying it's the thing that makes drag drag, why are you like, "Chick,
Right.
stop"?
Yeah, like I just and Chick seems salty as hell in that little bleacher setup when they were all the other queens were over there. Like, all the other queens seemed like they were, like, kind of enjoying everybody's performance, and Chick was just kind of like, this should be me.
I mean, it should be.
Right.
It was, yeah, they were three very okay performances that like changed no one's mind, did nothing to move the needle, did nothing to really even entertain. Like they could have just, this could have been a 5 minute like YouTube video where they were just like, okay, our top three are these three, and the winner is Poppy Love, because it didn't mean anything.
Yeah.
So then we get Miss Congeniality being crowned, and it's Chakra 7. Like,
Shock of the century. What the fuck?
which, as soon as she won that, I was like, okay, she does not win the show.
Well, right. I mean, I get that part, but like, why'd they do it there? And then also, why is it chakra?
I mean, it didn't really. I feel like it didn't matter who won it because we wouldn't know because we didn't see them interacting. Like, I mean, I think it could. First of all, I think it could have been anyone. Because they barely interacted until they revealed. Like,
That's true, that's
there
true.
were a couple episodes where, like, they were kind of talking to each other, but I don't know if they were allowed to say if they knew who each other was. They were kind of just talking about their performances. But yeah, it was. Why did they have a Miss Congeniality? Like, come on, so silly. But it's Chakra. So this was the moment where, like, okay, she lost. the lip sync is between all three of them, and they lip sync to I'm So Excited. And based on that lip sync, I was like, wait a minute. I thought Chakra did the best. But then I was like, but she already won Miss Congeniality, so she's definitely not winning both, right? And I noticed that they barely showed Thirsty. So I was like, well, definitely now it's between Thirsty and, or between Chakra and Poppy. And it was. Again, why did we play this game? I feel like this episode was a big old waste of time.
I agree.
Like, nothing changed. There was no, like, it's the finale of Drag Race every year too. Like, I usually don't think anything actually changes there unless they're doing like season 9 when they did the top four. I don't think anybody expected Sasha Velour to beat Shea Coulee. But she did that crazy, so emotional with the rose petals lip sync. And there's no way that you could deny that she beat Shay. So, like, that was a legitimate surprise. But then, like, ever since then, I feel like it's basically just predetermined going into a finale. And, like, nothing they do is going to change it. And especially here, like, I need to see you all lip sync to I'm So Excited. Like, come on now.
Yeah, I don't know. I just got annoyed because the way Chakra's face was when they were ready to crown the winner, she looked like she was gonna win, like on her face. She looked like she was so excited. I don't know. It was just really weird, and it felt like they were making her feel like she was gonna win, and then they gave it to Poppy, and I feel like everybody was just like, of course,
I
okay. You know what I mean? I don't know.
do.
I just, it was so very strange, and it annoys me because now that I saw the end, it just seems like from the very first episode they were gonna give it to Poppy, and it didn't matter if they had fucking a team of Biancas on there after Poppy, that it would have just gone to Poppy no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, yeah. This could be one of those things where like they decided in episode one of like, oh wow, this is how it's gonna go. So, but yeah, Poppy is crowned the winner after the lip sync, and that is that. I mean, overall thoughts on the season, I guess. We'll finish up there.
Yeah, I mean, I like the show. It's fun and entertaining, but don't go into it wanting a favorite because they're not gonna win.
Yeah, I kind of I don't I'll have to go back and maybe listen, but I don't remember like really rooting for anybody in the first couple of weeks. Like I definitely thought some did better than others, but I think we both said before we even started recording of like this is just so fun. Like it doesn't matter who wins because it's just so fun. But then they pulled the usual Drag Race riggery bullshit and it got to be less fun.
Yeah, but I think it's worse because instead of like, I don't know, some gay boy winning. It was some straight man who was jerking off in his last lip sync.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which to me, like, normally, like, I'm not, like, I don't know, I'm not, like, a prude about it, but at the same time, I was just like, ugh. It's just tired. Like, you need to be doing draggy shit, not more straight guy shit. Like, it's funnier when a drag queen is doing it and they're not a straight guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like if Matty Morphosis went up there and jerked off, everybody would have freaked the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody was already freaking the fuck out about Maddie even being allowed on the Drag Race scene to begin with. And then here we go.
Yeah. It was very weird. And on top, I don't know if you saw this, but so last week, which would have been the week after, Poppy slash AJ won. This story came out in.
Yes, people, that's why I think it's all contrived, and it pissed me off.
Yeah.
Like, anyway, tell the people the article because it.
I'm trying to find it on my phone as we're talking, because I read it in People, but like, I mean, it's being reported everywhere that his daughter.
Who's named Ava, wants to go by Elliot, but isn't actually changed into anything different, just wants to go by a different name, but they're also so fucking portive. Okay, whatever.
Right, so it was, his wife posted an Instagram post or something for the kid's first day of school and said, like, it was Elliot's first day, and commenters like, who the fuck is Elliot? And then they had to go on to this thing of, like, our daughter Ava has changed her name to Elliot, and then AJ did this interview with People magazine, where he was like, I thought it, that's what I was really looking for the quote, because I was like, ooh, no. He said something along the lines of, I thought it might be a transgender thing, but it's just a personal choice. And I'd be like, okay, it's not a transgender thing. If your daughter was trans and wanted to change her name because she is trans, it would not be a transgender thing. Do you know what, like the way it was worded, especially after doing the show and then winning it and then mere days later being like, oh, I thought it might be a trans thing. Like, you didn't learn anything.
I mean, I'm not going to hate on everybody for not using the correct verbiage.
I'm not hating on him, but like, it just, you just came off of a show where you were talking about like expressing who you really are and coming out of your shell, and you're dressed in female clothes and you have this female persona, and then to be like, oh, I thought that it might be a transgender thing, but it's a personal choice. And then also to make it into a big deal when it's literally like your 9-year-old wants to feel special. Like, this is why I don't like children, right? That like,
right, like, she didn't even have a reason. She just was like, everybody in my class is named Ava. Uh-huh. Because literally everybody watched what is Frozen. Is that where that fucking name
Elsa.
Is from?
That's Elsa. Oh. I'm sure it is from something, though. Like,
it is, because everybody has named their fucking child the same names in the past 5 minutes. Anyway, so it's just like, wah, wah, everybody has your name. You know what I wanted when I was a little kid? To have the same name as anybody else, because my name was weird and stupid and I hated it. I'd love to be John. So that everybody could just leave me the fuck alone and not worry about my goddamn name. So I get it. But at the same time, we don't need fucking articles about it, because you just won Drag Race and now you want to make it a trans thing.
Right, that was more what I was... That what you just said is why, like, saying it's a transgender thing, like, rubbed me the wrong way. Is that, like, you made this thing that had nothing...
I'm just more articulate.
No, like, I mean, you just explained it. Like, that it was... It's not that, like, I don't like the way that it was worded, but, like, this was not anything that had to do with being trans, and you mentioned it as if it was that anyway. That's what rubbed me the wrong way. Like, you did not have to say that at all. You could have said, she's changing her name because she wanted to choose her own name. That's all that needs to be said. Although to change your name to Elliot is not like, you're okay, so there's no other Elliots in your class. Wait till you go out in the world, lady. You know what I mean? Like, one of the most popular search terms last year was Elliot Page.
Well, I Listen, and I can't even with all of that. I am not an Elliot Page fan over here, so.
Do you want me to hit pause and we can discuss why? Because I'm curious.
We don't need to pause. We can just let the people go. I think they've had enough of this show because we keep shitting on it.
I mean,
and telling them to watch.
Well, no, now you don't have to watch. Now you know. And everyone knew before this episode that, you know, AJ won and it was Poppy and blah, blah.
But yeah, because I was sicky, so.
No, I mean, just in general, like, as soon as it happened, it was all over because I think, I don't know if people were freaking out that, like, a Backstreet Boy won or whatever. But, I mean, it was perfect timing because the Backstreet Boys have a Christmas album coming out on Friday. And AJ is supposed to be releasing a solo album this month sometime, too. And, I think that they were already gearing up the press cycle, like, for this new album. And now they just get something else to publish stories about with this show and now with the kid. And, like, yeah, it's we're going to be on AJ McLean overload for a couple weeks now.
Right, right.
And if they do another season of this, which I kind of hope that they do, I don't want it to be secret. Stop with the secret. Cast celebrities who are going to actually try and have them just do like a short season of Drag Race. Like cast 8 people, do 6 episodes, done.
Well, and I also wish that they would just like, I get it. This is the corporate fucking machine, but I just wish celebrities who would like want to do this for fucking fun and not have 7 promotional reels start going as soon as it ends. Like, that's the thing that annoys me with AJ winning. Because, like, if Chick won, I don't know that we would have all this.
Right. Kevin McHale is not, like, doing a project right now.
Right, right.
Tatiana Ali, same thing, has, like, barely been in the public eye for the last, like, 10 years.
Right. They would have just been like, yes, this was so fun, so cool, and now it's a little, like, notch in my playbook of, like, a new thing I got to do. Done.
Yeah. But we got AJ.
Ugh.
So that wraps up.
Let me just say, had he brought burlesque every fucking week, I would have no issue.
Oh, 100%. If he had lived up to his first 2 performances, You Ought to Know and burlesque, if he had done like that level of commitment and entertainment and
drag.
Yeah, like it was very draggy. And he just kind of, I think, got in his own head, or the mentors got in his head or something. I don't know.
Right.
But yeah, that wraps up season 2 of RuPaul's Secret Celebrity Drag Race and this little spin-off miniseries, Secret TV Critic. If you have not listened, go back and listen to last week's episode. What did I talk about? I already forget. I talked about the Southern Charm finale and... Oh, Dahmer. I already forgot because I... Have you watched Dahmer, by the way?
I did.
Did you finish it?
Yeah.
Okay. I still haven't gotten past episode 5 because now, like, a billion things are coming out that I want to watch first. Did you like it? Maybe like isn't the right word, but...
yeah, because I'll get fucking canceled if I say I like it. But I did like it, number 1. But... I can understand why everybody's having a fucking shit fit over it, on the other hand. But it's like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I feel like that's a whole true crime breakdown we have to do to discuss that.
I mean, that's basically what I did last week, where like the news story that I talked about, which again, if you haven't listened, listen, because I was in a real mood last week recording that episode, so I went off on everyone, including myself. That like is like, why is the issue with Dahmer the show? Like, why are we not reacting this way to everything? You know, like Dr. Death came out last year, the podcast and the TV show, and like that was
I didn't even realize they did a TV show.
Oh my God, it's so good. It's on Peacock. You have to watch it.
Oh, I will.
It's so good. It's so good. And it's about season 1 of the podcast. And now
the podcast was fantastic.
It really was. But my favorite season of the podcast for pure entertainment value was season 3 about Paolo Macarini, the guy who like botched people's cosmetic surgeries in Italy, I want to say. That season 3 of the podcast, that's what they're doing for season 2 of the TV show of Dr. Death. And I think they're filming it now or soon.
Oh, okay. See, I like stopped listening to podcasts when I quit my other job, so I just like have no like reference point for what they've done since like 2018, basically,
Yeah,
2019.
that the Dr. Death is great. But I mean, like, that was very recent and people died at his hand. Like, but we're not canceling Peacock or Joshua Jackson or Christian Slater or whoever was in that. We're not canceling
Yeah, and
anyone who
Dahmer
did the Dead
was so
Bundy.
fucking long ago. That's what I'm trying to say. It's like, I don't understand the uproar of re-traumatizing victims as if it happened yesterday.
Right, and like if I have to, I mean, especially true crime bothers me to begin with, and we've had this conversation offline, which we'll wrap this up in a second, but like bonus talk, that like that guy who the story the true crime story of the kid who was found in the gym mats, rolled up in the gym mats.
Yeah.
I've heard that story and I don't even really listen to true crime podcasts, but like for some reason that story enthralls everyone. So I've heard about it on like Evan and Joe talked about it on either Joe's podcast or back when Real Housewives or Real Friends, oh my God, Friends of the Real Housewives was on. Like they talked about it. Like I've heard the story a million times that like there's something about true crime that people get obsessed with. And like not for nothing, if you're gonna get obsessed with a true crime story, the Dahmer one is like ripe for the picking. It has so many social layers to it of like he was gay, the victims were black and poor, he was basically aided and abetted by police because no one wanted to arrest him even though they had him, like that there were so many points where it could have been stopped for other reasons,
Yeah,
like the whole
yeah,
Al
yeah.
Capone getting put away for tax evasion thing, like he could have gotten put away for drunk driving, for drugging people, for when he got kicked out of the back, like all these different times where they could have done something and didn't, like so. The fact that like a woman who could have saved everyone was a poor black woman that was constantly ignored by police. There's just so many interesting angles to his story and the fact that it went on for so long that like
Right.
it's an interesting story. And like you said, I get, that there are people who obviously were connected to his victims who are still alive. But like what you just said of like re-traumatizing people and like opening these wounds is that I feel like it doesn't need a show for those wounds to still be fresh or to be re-traumatized. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, and the true crime obsession has been going on for like 10 years now. So, like, Dahmer shit has been going on that whole time. I don't know
Right.
why we're all so upset this time.
It's literally because it's so popular that like
Right.
it's been the most watched show on Netflix since the day it came out, which I find wild, but that's neither here nor there. That like it was because it's so popular that everyone's talking about it. And like I said on the podcast last week in that episode, there are so many young people who like just didn't even know that Jeffrey Dahmer existed who are now figuring out that he did and being like, oh wow, this is fucked up.
Right.
So it's, I mean, I get that, but I mean, I don't know. I obviously can't speak on behalf of victims. I don't know how I would feel. But like it just to me is very strange, like you said, that this is the Dahmer thing that's breaking everyone's back. Like they made a movie about him 20 years ago. They made a movie about him as a teenager, like 5 years ago. There's a Peacock documentary about him. Like every single like ID and True TV and the Discovery Plus thing. Like they all have episodes of their killer shows about Dahmer. It's not like it's just that because this thing is so popular that we're talking about like should we be or there's all these stories of like should we be talking about this, but then like if we're not going to talk about that, we need to rethink the entire true crime genre.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, if you haven't listened to that episode, go back and listen to it.
I
And yeah, we're done, right?
think so, and I'll see everybody never, 'cause this is my last time.
I mean,
'Cause the show's over.
you can
Boo
come back and
hoo.
talk about anything anytime that you want.
Okay.
I'm trying to get Joe from Friends of the Housewives and Small Town Failing to come on and talk about the current state of Real Housewives soon because it's so good. The Real Housewives universe is thriving at the moment. Potomac starts this week. Salt
I
Lake
know, and I'm
City is
so
back.
sad because I'm not going to be able to get caught up in time.
I mean, honestly, you have plenty of time. Like, it's gonna be on until the new year. You have plenty of time to get there.
Okay.
And it,
I
I'm
set
just,
it
I'm
up
so
to
excited.
record. I just,
There you go. So save them.
I'm at the end of season three, I think. So I have to like watch the finale still of season three, and then I'll start season four.
I mean, I think this is only season six, I think.
It's seven.
It's seven? Okay. I mean, so you do have a little bit of ways to go, but I'm so excited for
It's
that.
just hard because I've never ever in my life binged Housewives. Like, I've never done a rewatch of anything, and I always watch it live. Like, I always have. So this is the first time I'm ever like just watching episode after episode after episode, and it's a little much. Like, I like them, but like to have no exposure to Potomac and then have to watch it hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just it's hard for me to binge that, I guess, is
I
what I'm
can
saying.
imagine it's got to be a lot to handle. There, any
Especially with
housewives.
all the other housewives going on right now, I'm like, there's so much going on that I'm just like, I love you, Potomac, but you're not this interesting every week, so I can't just like keep binging and then have Beverly Hills over here blowing the fuck up.
Yeah, so that's coming up this week. And then, yeah, if there's any ever anything you want to talk about, Andy can will be back at some point.
Okay, at least I
All
have an
right.
open invitation.
Duh. All right. Thank you everyone for tuning into this episode of Secret TV Critic. I'll be back next week with Fake TV Critic with some news, recaps, reviews, analyses, all that good shit. And everyone, have a good week.
Bye.
Bye.